Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I'll get a bunch of 20 to 60 second clips that I could post quickly on Instagram, my stories, Facebook, LinkedIn, and whatnot, right? So an hour of content, I have now created 10 to 20 different pieces of content that I could post on various platforms from that.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Deals and money. We are constantly seeking deals and money as real estate investors, and I bet you're having a challenge right now, especially with deals, if you're like most real estate investors, because it's tough to find deals right now. But here's the thing. There's a competitive advantage out there that when implemented, it will help you accomplish your objective of getting more deals and or getting more investors. And that is having a great follow-up system. Having a great follow-up is one of the keys to success in real estate. And Follow Up Boss is the leading CRM for real estate. This is the system you need in place so you can reach out to owners and brokers directly for deals, or you can follow up with your investors, and you do it all in one spot. The CRM makes it 10 times faster to call and text owners, then integrates those into a software so nothing slips through the cracks. The Follow Up Boss conversion system and powerful management tools help align your methods and drive growth that otherwise it could have been missed and probably would have been missed. Go to followupboss.com/best ever to get a system in place. And if you need help, they got you covered. Follow Up Boss offers experts 7 days a week. You can pick up the phone and speak to an actual human being anytime during business hours. Visit followupboss.com/best ever to check out how much time you could save by streamlining your follow-up process. Best ever listeners, they're treating you extra special. You get an extended 30-day free trial, twice the length of the normal trial. For a limited time, go to followupboss.com/best ever and perfect your follow-up. Welcome to another special episode of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show, where we are sharing the top sessions from the Best Ever Conference 2021. And this year, the Best Ever Conference is back in person, February 24th through 26th. Come join us, Denver, Colorado. You'll hear all the new keynote speakers. You'll meet some new business partners. You'll learn some insights from the presentations and from the people you meet that you can apply to your business today. And here is an example of a session from last year that is still relevant today and will be beneficial for you.
Well, hey guys, I think we've got some slides popping up here pretty quick. I'm really excited to talk to you all today about social media specifically, about how it pertains a lot to the multifamily space and building a content engine at the end of the day. So I'm not just a social media guy. My main business is multifamily. I own two companies, Obsidian Capital and Real Estate Lab. So I buy apartments. That's what I do every day, day in and day out. Started at age 20 in college, bought a 12 unit. House hacked a 100-unit deal shortly after that. And since then, I've syndicated as the primary GP. 800 units have built or are building around 200 apartments at the current time. And recently, I started a software company called Real Estate Lab for multifamily investors, tracking their pipeline and analyzing deals all online. So it's kind of what I do. And I'm training to be a pilot, kind of something on the side that I'm doing as well. So all I do is real estate. And I really want to talk to you guys today about how social media has helped me take my real estate game and absolutely exploded over the years. I think this is really powerful, especially in the times we're in with everything that's happened since early 2020 with coronavirus. Today has become an absolute virtual world. It's no question that if you are not involved in some form of social media or virtual outreach, you are missing out on a lot of business. So it's really important today that we pay attention, we learn what's going on in the social media world, what are the trends, what's happening, what is the most impact that we can create on different platforms, and how to reach people that can become potential investors, customers, clients, relationships, business partners. So it's something really powerful. I keep my slides pretty simple, but social media equals attention. Attention equals influence, and influence equals income. So the more people that we can put ourselves in front of, the more attention that we can gather through social media, the more influence we're going to get. Speaking on different topics, teaching people, educating people about apartments and multifamily, it's part of the reason that syndication has become such a large business nowadays. When I started back in 2016, syndication wasn't so much of a common thing. But nowadays, a lot of people, you get into the single family space, you're quickly led into, hey, multifamily is a great place to be. And I agree. And that's because of all these social media influencers, Joe and a lot of others. We've garnered a lot of attention online and created the influence, which has driven a lot of people towards this, which is hopefully creating a lot of passive income for you guys. So you really need to focus on social media. I'm going to go through a couple of different ways you can do it, how to get started. And then also, I think the two things I'm going to touch on is if you're not doing any right now, how to get started. And if you are doing it, how to really ramp it up and treat it like a business. Because nowadays, social media is not just a hobby. It's not just something fun that you're doing on the side. A lot of people do use it that way. But if you are in the business world, you are in real estate, there are a lot of ways that you could be using it to really help grow your business and grow your impact, your influence. So I've got a couple of false statements I want to share. I've been hearing these for years. Back started when I was 19 and 20, just getting into this business. It's people with money don't use social media. And it's simply not true. I remember talking to people 4 or 5 years ago, and they're all telling me, why are you spending so much time on social? You're trying to raise capital. You're trying to do this, not in real estate. Social media is not the place. You need to be out and meeting people one-on-one. And I agree, all that's great. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of people with money use social media. I have personally raised over $4 million just through connections, private investors that I've met on social media. So it is very powerful. A lot of people with money, you'll find them on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. It's huge. You definitely need to be connected with people that have capital over social media. It's very possible. You can't build real relationships over social media. Some of my closest friends today, and I'm sure a lot of you guys listening have stories similar, but some of my closest friends today are all other young real estate investors, people that are successful in the business I've met through social media. I've created a pretty great network of good people all through social media. And so nowadays we are in a virtual world. This is online conference nowadays because of coronavirus and other factors, right? And we're going to keep seeing a lot of these virtual conferences and virtual events and meetups. So you really are forced to build relationships over the internet, and social media is the best way to do that. This is a fact. If you are not using social media in 2021, you are missing out on major business opportunities, investors, partnerships, and more in this multifamily space. I'm a strong believer that if you go very strong in 2021 on social media, you can grow twice as fast if you are not using social media. How social media has helped me, I just want to give a couple examples, guys, because I know it's always like, well, what do you actually get out of social media? How can it actually help you? So I'll give a couple examples. I did mention I've raised north of $4 million in capital from private investors, probably over 50 private investors through social media. That's Facebook connections, being in Facebook groups, Instagram, making posts, direct messaging, LinkedIn, YouTube, all that. I bought a 230-unit apartment complex last year, and that was through a friend of mine I met on Instagram who had shared that lead with me. I ended up buying that complex. I'm right now building a 150-unit apartment complex. That was through a referral. The landowner who is partnering with us on this development, and she's contributing her land to this development, her son met a friend of mine up in Dallas who told the son of the landowner that I was down in Austin doing some new developments. So she referred him my way. So through that friend, through social media, I've now 150 plus 230, almost 400 apartments that I'm getting into just through social media. So it's absolutely something you need to be doing. And over time, it grows into this spider web network of all this business that can come your way that you can refer to other people's way. So very powerful stuff. Just want to talk about a little bit where to start. If you are new to social media or you're just using it right now for entertainment-wise, there are definitely a couple ways that you can just get in an easy way. I know it can be overwhelming. There's a dozen different platforms you could be on nowadays. So my advice to people would be to pick 1 to 3 platforms. I'd say it's probably best to just start with 1 or 2. And let's say you take Facebook and Instagram, right? Which are the first two that I really went strongly into when I started. Take those two and really just focus on them. Pick what your niche is, tell your story to people, and explain what you're doing day to day. It's not going to be easy, especially at first. If you have a current audience that's maybe not real estate focused, maybe they're just a bunch of friends and relatives and whatnot, and you're not very heavy into social media, one thing you could do is create a separate account just for business. Or you take your current account. This is kind of what I did when I started. I said, hey, I know most of my current network is not real estate focused, but over time, I know the more that I talk about real estate, the more I'm going to attract real estate related people to my page. So what started as an audience that was very heavily weighted towards college and high school friends and family and relatives, I just started talking about real estate constantly, talking about the projects I was working on every day, what I was doing, telling my story to people. And over time, it just created a huge influx of people through referrals. And the way the algorithms work on these social media sites is they drive people who have similar interests together. And so the more you talk about something, the more I talk about real estate and connected with other real estate people, it snowballs over time. So a couple of tips, don't worry about what other people think about what you're posting. It really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you are going to use it for business, treat it like a business. And you wouldn't be worried about anyone else off social media in regards to your business. So don't worry about what people think about it. If you love it and you're passionate about it, talk about it, share your story, and you're going to attract a lot of people towards what you're doing. A couple of ways that you can make it very structured as opposed to really just getting sucked in. I know it's easy to get sucked in on social media sites nowadays where you can scroll for hours if you really had the time. But what I say is block out one day every week to record a few hours of content and take some pictures. So let's say you're focusing on Facebook and Instagram. Take a couple hours out every weekend or every Saturday, record a couple of 1 to 3 minute videos talking about different things or talking about what you're working on. Take a bunch of pictures that you can either put text over or a caption with. Take some nice pictures and just stockpile some content. Begin to do that. And then throughout the next 7 days, throughout that next week, you have a bunch of stuff you can post. So you're not worrying about taking the content all during the week and, oh, I don't have anything to post. It's because you planned ahead, you scheduled it out, you took a bunch of content, and now you have that to post throughout the week. Block out 2 hours every day to post and to interact with your followers. It's one thing to just post content and outwardly post content. It's another thing to actually interact with the people that are following you. So my philosophy has been since I've started is I like to respond to every single comment or direct message that I get. So if you catch me on Instagram nowadays, within a day, I'll at least be able to get back to you as best I can. And I have a team of people that help respond to direct messages for me now, but interact with people. One of the biggest ways that I've grown my Instagram following, which is my strongest network, is because I'm always constantly direct messaging and interacting with people. I've gotten people like Grant Cardone directly through DMs, and we've connected that way, or other very successful real estate people I've found through Facebook and Instagram and connected with them in a way that it probably would have been hard to through their emails, because they're so flooded in their emails and maybe they don't have a huge social presence, but they're a very successful investor. I've connected with some really cool people through social media that way. So definitely interact with your followers, get out there, follow other people that are in the space, comment on their posts, get your name out there, consistently post stories. Let's say on Instagram, for example, I'll post 2 to 5 times a week, but then I'll be posting on the story. There's a story function where you're posting just 24-hour posts that go away after a day. I'm posting on that pretty much every day consistently.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. What's holding you back from getting into apartment building deals? Is it knowledge, fear, inability to take action, lack of support? If it's any of these things, then I suggest you consider Deal Maker Mentoring with Michael Blanc. Michael's program is the most effective program to help you syndicate your first apartment building deal. During Deal Maker Mentoring, you'll work directly with one of Michael's experienced mentors who have successfully replaced their income with apartment buildings. They've already done what you want to do, which is become financially free. So in addition to providing their own syndication experience, they've been trained in Michael's unique Deal Maker Blueprint designed to help you do your first deal and become financially free just like them in the next 1 to 3 years. To find out more, text the word Joe to 66866. I know Michael's going to get you to where you'd like to be. Again, text the word Joe to 66866. Do it right now while it's fresh on your mind, and let's get you started with your own syndication business. I'd like to introduce you to my good friends over at PassiveInvesting.com, a private equity real estate firm based out of the Carolinas. PassiveInvesting.com makes it easy for you to start investing in real estate. They focus on acquiring institutional quality apartments and self-storage facilities with private accredited investor funds. They also have a real estate debt fund that offers hard money loans to local fix and flippers across the U.S., which currently has a 0% default rate. With a portfolio of over $700 million in assets and controlling over $250 million in equity, they know how to secure the best deals and how to avoid the red flags. If you are interested in learning more, please reach out directly to PassiveInvesting.com and request the free Passive Investor Guide that outlines the 7 red flags for passive apartment and self-storage investing. Visit passiveinvesting.com/red flags to download that PDF now. That's passiveinvesting.com/red flags.
So if you're starting, pick 1 or 2 platforms and learn how they work, learn what type of people you meet through there, and get good at it, because Instagram is different than Facebook, is different than YouTube, is different than LinkedIn. I'm going to share with you guys, I think, my most impactful sites right now. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you guys all know these. LinkedIn, Twitter. I really don't use Twitter much. I know some people who are successful on Twitter building relationships for real estate. TikTok, I would say, is very much so in the younger generation. I don't use TikTok a lot. I know some people who are very successful, maybe on the real estate agent side through TikTok. I don't know many multifamily investors, but maybe there's a space that's kind of ripe for somebody to take over on the multifamily side of things there. It's a little untapped. Bigger Pockets, obviously, you guys will know it's a good social site for a lot of forums. You guys could post on, stay active there, commenting and creating relationships, networking. And then one that's, I think, pretty noteworthy because it's fairly new is Clubhouse. And I've tried to spend a good amount of time on there. It's a very new network. It's like, imagine live conference rooms. There's constantly different conference rooms that are popping open and you can hop in and listen. It's audio only. And you have various speakers that talking on various topics. And you can sit in these rooms with people that are very influential and have conversations with them and ask questions. And so Clubhouse is great. I've gotten a lot of reach on there. I've actually transacted with a couple of people business-wise through people I've met on Clubhouse. So these are the ones you guys should be focused on right now, in my opinion. The most bang for your buck, I guess I'd say, would be across these platforms. So if you're a little bit more advanced and you are getting into really ramping up, let's say, hey, you already post business-wise on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, you guys have a couple different platforms. What's really key next is starting to treat your social media like a business. No longer should you treat it just like something fun you're doing on the side or just for entertainment. If you're really partially kind of doing it for business and you want to take it to the next level and tap the full potential of social media, you need to treat it like you treat your syndications, right? And you go out and you do a syndication and you have a process for gathering investors. You have a process for finding deals and underwriting them and making offers. And then you have a process for due diligence and you have a process for asset management after the fact, right? So the same thing for creating this social media content engine. You want to have a process for this that you can follow and use and get in a groove to where you're getting the most reach, the most impact, and the most interaction with your followers. So I've started to do this over the last 6 months. I hired a chief marketing officer, and we have a team of content producers and creators and editors, and then people who will go and we schedule these posts. So what I suggest, maybe you can hire one person part-time at first to help with this. Some kind of content creator would be, I think, one of the first people, professional videographer, photographer, and you want to start recording lots of content. So what I do is I schedule a couple sessions every month with a videographer, and we'll get together for 3 to 5 hours and we'll knock out a ton of videos and a ton of photos. And I do that a couple times a month. We take all this content and I store it in Dropbox. I then have an editor that will go in and starts editing all these videos, cuts them down, and we repurpose them in multiple ways. So I might record 60 minutes of content talking about how to raise capital. Well, we'll take that full video, we'll chop it up a little bit, maybe down to 2 30-minute videos, and we'll put those on YouTube. And then I'll take a couple of 2 to 5 minute clips from that. Maybe out of that 60 minutes, I can get 5 good 2 to 5 minute clips, and I'll post those on Instagram, IGTV, and I'll post those on Facebook. And then I'll get a bunch of 20 to 60 second clips that I could post quickly on Instagram, my stories, Facebook, LinkedIn, and whatnot, right? So an hour of content, I have now created 10 to 20 different pieces of content that I could post on various platforms from that. So we're creating a content database, which is going to drive this engine. Your content engine and your social media engine is driven by the content that you put out. So we need a lot of that. So we're doing that. We're storing it all. Then my CMO goes in and he schedules all these posts to go out. So he'll either do that on a weekly basis or a monthly basis. I have various pages, right? On Instagram, I have a personal page. I have a business page for my real estate company. I have a business page for my software company. So we're scheduling out posts for those over the course of the month, right? So we already have the content. We're scheduling them. That means day to day, I'm not having to personally worry about, or Steve's not having to personally worry about going in and posting all this content, right? It's all scheduled. You can time block that. It's easy to do, systematize it. So once a month, we actually have a content meeting with our team. And we go over all the content. My team writes up a bunch of captions. They're writing a bunch of copy and text to go along with these posts. And then I'm reviewing it. I'm approving it. I'm making sure it looks good. It sounds good. What's being posted, it goes according to what I'm trying to convey at that current time. So every month is different. One month, I might be really trying to push users into my real estate community. Another month, I might have a deal under contract and I'm trying to raise capital. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Another month, I'm really just trying to build awareness for my software coming up. Or maybe it's a week by week. And so I'm always changing up my focus of what I'm talking about, along with consistently providing value and videos and text that either inspire people, educate people, or provide value to people so that when it comes time for me to want to raise money or I have a product to sell, I've given enough value to where value will now come back to me. So treat it like a business. Schedule your posts, record the content in batches, keep it in a Dropbox or something where you're storing it, where you just have this bank of content and photos, and then you'll never be behind. You'll never be wanting, you'll never be in need of going out and taking a photo because you can just go back and look through 100 pictures and say, hey, I want to post this one today and this is my caption. So that's kind of how you create this engine. Treat it like a business, systematize it. And I've just got some final tips for you guys. I know we're wrapping up here in a minute. I would say the number one tip for social media, the number one secret is consistency. You are not going to start up and make an extra $1 million in your first month of using social media. It doesn't work like that. It's not what it's intended to be. Social media is like anything. You're building rapport with people. You're building a relationship. You're creating a brand for yourself. That takes time. It took me probably 2.5 years before I did any type of monetization. And then 4 years after I really had been consistent with social media, I put out a community that I started this past year, about 6 months ago, and we did multiple 6 figures in revenue within a 30-day period. So I provided value for people over 4 years. I've been providing value and connecting and building relationships. And then in a 30-day span, we did about $150,000 in revenue on a singular product that we offered out to the community. So consistency is key. Number two, I'd say is focus on a niche. it is very hard to spread yourself thin. It's like anything, right? You want to focus on buying apartments. It doesn't make sense for you to spend time looking at single family homes and commercial or in 10 different markets. You want to buy apartments. You narrow focus. You figure out what size you want to buy, 50 to 100 units. It's the same thing. Focus on your niche. Find a niche, focus on it, talk about it. You will attract people in that same niche. Be yourself. People will recognize if you're fake. There is a lot of fakeness out on social media nowadays. A lot of people definitely are fronting and can act like something or not. It's very easy to tell, in my opinion, nowadays. So just be real. Be yourself. Be a good person. Promise you'll attract a lot of really good people to you. Interact with your audience. If you're just posting, but you're not replying to comments or questions, you're not replying to your direct messages, people will shortly forget about you and they're going to go interact with somebody else who actually will give them that attention back. So you've got to, it's a two-way street. That's how you build these relationships. But tell your story. If you have an interesting story or you're creating that story at the current time, maybe you haven't bought a deal yet, but you're working towards it and you're working towards buying your first property. Post about that. Hold up your camera and take a video on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram on what you're doing. Like, hey, I'm touring a deal today. This is what I'm up to. And somebody might comment on that and be like, oh, you do real estate. How does that work? And then you tell them, well, I raise money from investors and go buy apartments. And they're like, well, I've got 100 grand and I'm interested in investing in real estate. And there you go. Boom. You've created value. You've told people what you're doing. You've shared your story. People will comment, interact, and you will create those type of relationships. Same thing at this last point. You're going to automatically attract the people that like the same things you like. That's how these algorithms work. So once you start talking about it, those people will become attracted to you. Guys, lastly, if you're not using social media, like I said, if anything you get from this, please start using social media in 2021. If you're already using it, think about taking it a little bit more seriously, treating it like a business, like anything else you do in your business. I know personally, I have made a couple million extra dollars in the past 5 years, specifically because of social media. If I haven't used it, I wouldn't have met my current business partner. I would have bought less deals. I would have raised less capital. So it's huge. Thanks for having me today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Connect with me on social media here. Here's a lot of my tags. Look me up. And if you want to get in touch, the best way would probably be through a direct message on Instagram.
Well, I hope you gained some useful insights and actionable advice from this previous Best Ever Conference session. And remember, if you're looking to scale your investing in 2022, we look forward to seeing you in Denver. Get 15% off right now with code BEC15 at besteverconference.com. That is code BEC15 for 15% off at besteverconference.com.